This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Time to talk a whole heap of sport. I've got Milo in the studio, Barney as well. KG is on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan, Barney and Milo. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. I tell you what, Ken, the last 2 weeks have really showed the Crows the reality test where their young, enthusiastic kids, which brought them forward in the first few weeks, are really showing that they're young, enthusiastic, but still young and inexperienced. And they've come up against some two pretty good midfields, and it's really shown us where we are as a football team.
Well, it has, Barney and Milo. This was always going to be the case, guys. We are rebuilding, and when you do go through that process, fellas, you have your ups and downs. That's what happens to the young guys. But look, there have been some positive signs, except last week, which was a very, very, very ordinary performance. And I would expect, in fact, both sides put in ordinary performances last week. So I would expect a pretty fierce opening to this game tomorrow night at Adelaide Oval with a big crowd. Big crowd.
And back to the future. We love it. We're going to have the curtain raiser of the SNFL sides, and there'll be Magpies, Jailbird Guernseys in your face everywhere, KG.
Exactly right. It'll bring back some wonderful memories of those days when that famous jumper was worn with great success. And I wonder how many Port supporters would charge through the gates wearing the jumper. So it adds a bit more flavour to the game of footy, actually.
You know, one of the things about last week's game is Toby Green. I love the football. You know, the Crows didn't do well. But Toby Green, he could be a Brownlow medalist, but I don't think he'll ever be a Brownlow medalist just because of the umpires will just not give him those votes.
I agree, Barney and Milo. He's the sort of player that certainly wouldn't win the influence of the umpires. He plays very close to the line and some of the things he does. But that aside, he is a wonderful player. I'd love him to be a part of the Crows, that's for sure, because he's a terrific leader and he is a very fine footballer. But I think Brownlow medals might be a thing that's gone past him, I think.
Now, if you had to make the decision on Nathan Buckley, what would your decision be, KG? Coach again or not?
No, I wouldn't. Well, I don't. I think his time at Collingwood, and I have great respect for Nathan Buckley, a South Australian boy, but I think his time at Collingwood, from both the club's point of view and from Nathan's point, I think both parties would be better moving on. I don't think it's at the end of his coaching days. I think he'll coach again. There's no doubt about that. He's got certain qualities, but I think the run at Collingwood, from my point of view, you asked me the question, I think they'll be far better off just parting company amicably, to be quite honest with you.
Now, the idea of paying Taylor Harris $160,000 a year, I'm not against that because that's less than, far, far less than, the lowest grade of the men play. And I know it sounds like a lot of money.
Oh, it's a lot of money, Barney.
It's a lot of money, but she is an icon of the game.
Well, she is, but if you read reports this week, they weren't all that sort of great towards her. She left training, did this, did that. And if they are, in fact, true, the points that were made during the week about her behaviour and demeanour, then I think she's stretching the envelope too far. Look, she's a good player when she's on song, but I just think, $150,000, that's a lot of money for when women's football, let's be brutally honest, I enjoy it, but it's in its infancy. I think you've got to be very careful, Barney, when you start looking and talking to numbers like this, to be honest with you, really.
Now, you obviously run into the magician Blighty now and again. You've caught up with his new theory about the rotation and players off zoning out physically and mentally, and he wants a study done. Have you caught up with that?
Yes. Just briefly, Milo, you know what Blighty's like. You know what he's like. He's an intriguing young man to talk to. He's got his ideas. And look, when Blighty speaks, you listen. Now, whether you digest it all or agree with it all, it's worth sitting down having a cup of coffee, as I did last week, having a quiet chat to Blighty. He's a fascinating man when it comes to footy, I can tell you.
He is a fascinating man.
Well, he's a genius, to be quite frank.
Yeah, and not a flawed genius, just a genius.
What's a flawed genius, Barney.
I love the fact that Blighty's statue is in front of the Adelaide Oval and his leading foot is where every South Australian will put their hand and be together as one on Blighty's toe.
And I still want to know where the footy is.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, he's fascinating to talk to.
Through the points. It's going to be a great game this weekend.
Well, hopefully it's a fiery opening and the side that soaks it up and gets on to play the footy will win. Well, let's hope it's a great game.
Talk to you next week.
See you,
guys. Good on you. See you, boys.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.